Racer Radio on AM 1170 The Answer is sponsored by Love Radio Network. This is Racer Radio on AM 1170 The Answer. If it's a car, motorcycle, boat, or anything else with an engine in San Diego, it's on Racer Radio. Now, here's your host, Dave Stahl.
All right, folks. Hey, welcome to Racer Radio right here on AM 1170. We are The Answer. You can download the KCBQ free app if you want to hear the show in and around and without being in a car or your house. This segment is brought to you by the good folks at El Cajon Ford, where nobody, absolutely nobody, treats you better. 1595 East Main Street in El Cajon. Go to elcajonford.com for all the specials, deals, quick lane service, where they'll work on every car in your garage. All right, we got Joel Rayburn on the line. Sounds to me like he might have podiumed. Oh, we don't have Joel. What happened? Nobody called in? Okay, well, Joel was going to call in, and he did podium last night. So hopefully we'll get him on the line here shortly. So he must be looking for his phone. So hopefully we'll get him on the line here shortly. Like I said, quite a few races were ran. This was race weekend. We've got the big boys are over at Martinsville, which has turned out to be somewhat of an interesting experience out there as well. So hopefully we'll be able to get him to call in. I'm just going to check my and put on here. Is he calling? Is he calling? Well, anyway, the racing season is up and running. I was at the IMSA reunion last night, which really was just the most amazing. I mean, if you grew up with IMSA in the 70s, 80s, and 90s, and they're still rolling today, but the Bishop family who started it was a husband and wife with the help of all people, Big Bill France Sr. from NASCAR. Bill had seen a need to fulfill this category of cars that didn't fit in SCCA. And IMSA, unlike SCCA, paid money to people that won in their race event. If you podiumed, Okay, well, let's see. Okay. I am waiting. No, call now. Call now. It works. All right, so we're going to get Joel to call in. I was going to have him call in at 3:45, but I'm going to go ahead and bump him up here and have him call in right now because I thought somebody else might be calling in. So we'll get Joel to call in. But, yeah, going back to the IMSA, and we got to hear stories from drivers like Mr. Klein, Mr. Fitzpatrick, and, Tommy Kendall and, Mr. Morton. And, I mean, these are the, historians of IMSA car racing back in the day. Started a lot of careers, it was just an amazing evening to be able to sit there and listen to the stories. It was a little hard on the old body. I mean, I didn't leave Pomona till 10 and didn't get into San Diego till about 1:30, quarter to 2, but it was still truly worth every minute of it. And just the history of IMSA. If you're a road course type person, they were telling, all right, there we go. Looks like we got Joel on the line as we speak. So hopefully we'll be able to get him we'll clank him in. But yeah, so the IMSA racing, if you were that fan of it, and they were telling the stories of how the, Porsches and, all the different clubs that actually came in, and raced. All right, so it looks like we got Joel on the line. Hey, Joel, how's it going?
Doing pretty good. And yourself?
I think you're doing pretty good. I know I was going to have you call in at 3:45, but my 3 o'clock caller didn't call in, so I thought I'd just snag you anyway. So I understand you did pretty good last night.
Yeah, I'm still excited from last night. We did pretty well in hot laps, and in the heat race, we won our first heat race. And in the main, we ended up finishing second.
Wow. Now, this is in the Young Gun series, right?
Yes, Young Guns at Paris.
Right, and how many cars were in this race last night?
There were six. Three ended up finishing the main, and two wrecked out of the heat race. So four ended up finishing the heat race.
Oh wow! So did you have a pretty trouble free night?
Yeah, we were pretty good. Toby Sampson and I were working really well together on the setup and got it pretty good for the main. So,
wow, that and that's the main thing. Now that's you know because you have your preliminary races up to the main, and hopefully you've got everything figured out by the time you get to the main.
Right. Yeah. Toby and I were working together. Toby Sampson is our crew chief for the year, for the season, and he and I were working on it, and we got the setup for the heat race really good, and the main even better. We tried a dramatic change just to see how it worked and run the top, and it worked out pretty well.
Were you surprised that it worked as well as it did? Did it seem like you had a new car, you know, behind the wheel?
Yeah, I mean, and especially because I learned a lot from the last race, running the top and learning what to do better, what I need to do next time. And it was a great learning experience from last race to this race, and learned a bunch more this race as well.
And hey, when you run up at the top, normally you go faster than you would at the bottom, right?
Right, yeah. It depends on the track. If the top's not there, sometimes the bottom's better.
Mm-hmm.
The top is usually faster if you have a cushion or whatnot, just because you keep your momentum and engine wound up. But sometimes the top's not there and you have to run the bottom. Last night in the 410 race, they were all running the bottom. Brody Rowe was up top, and they all followed him up top about seven laps into it. And Damian Gardner ended up winning it, but he was on the top. So
yeah, interesting. Well, as Richard Petty always said, it's better to be at the top because if anything happens, you're really close to the wall.
Right, yeah. Not a hard impact there.
But it's still pretty intimidating flying around Paris Auto Speedway up close to the wall at speed. I mean, that's got to get your attention.
Yeah, and there is a certain trust point to the car, as in to when you set the car, you got to get right back to the throttle. And that's one thing I learned from last race is and carried over to this race is getting back to the throttle quicker and on it more.
Mm.
And getting full throttle quicker off the exit. And like I said, you know, we learned a lot from last race to carry over to this race, and it paid off.
And how old are you?
I'm 14.
Did you hear that, folks? 14 years old. It's like we're talking to a 32-year-old. And he hasn't been, well, he's been racing his whole life. But what I like about what you're doing is that you listen and you're able to convey to your crew chief what your car needs. And that's not
right.
And that's not easy. And that's not something you can read in a book. That's not something anybody can tell you. It's what you feel in your hands and your butt and your head.
Yeah, and that's the thing. One thing with working with Toby is he's not only set up, he's a good driving coach. And that's where I'm getting my learning experience from driving in the car and getting coached from him. And it all ties into one knot.
Absolutely, without a shadow of a doubt. And as the season goes along, you know, I mean, you've been real consistent this whole season, haven't you? I mean, you've been in pretty much the top five every race.
Yeah, I mean, we've only done two races at Paris in the Young Guns, and the first race we finished second in my first ever sprint car race,
mm-hmm.
and then this past race yesterday, we finished second as well.
Mm-hmm. Boy, I bet you cannot wait for that first win.
That would be a pretty good night and really exciting, and hope it comes soon.
Oh, it'll come soon. And then you know what's going to happen. Your dad's going to look at you and say, okay, now you won. When are you going to win again? It's all short-lived.
Yeah.
It's all short-lived. What can you do for me lately?
Yeah, so.
Tell me about the sponsors. They had to be pretty happy with your results last night.
Yeah, and I'm very fortunate to have all our sponsors on board to help me pursue my dream and continue running the car this year and also along with the Focus Midget, Inland Rigging A&J Racing, Intab Corporation, DJ Safety, MPD Racing, Advanced Racing Suspensions, Jake Swanson, Shock Technology, RW Signs and Graphics, and Justice Brothers. And thank my dad, because without him, none of this is possible.
Yeah.
Toby Sampson as well. He's a big part of the sprint car at the races as well.
Right. We got to get you a food sponsor. That way you can build your crew just by feeding them.
Yeah, we get up on snacks. So
yeah, there you go. So when's your next race?
The next race is, I believe it's May 27th.
Okay. Back at Paris Auto Speedway?
Yes, back at Paris Auto Speedway. We are only allowed to run the Young Guns since I'm only 14.
Mm-hmm.
Young Guns at Paris. So,
right.
And the next race there would be March 27th.
All right. You doing any racing other than that in between, or is that pretty much fill your plate?
We may do a focus race. We're not sure yet, so
mm-hmm.
we'll see how things play out.
All right. Well, hey, two races, two second places. It's right around the corner, my friend. It's right around the corner.
Yeah, I hope to pull off a win suit, and glad to win my heat race last night and finish second in the main.
All right, buddy. Hey, well, it's always good talking to you. Thanks a lot for being flexible to jump in early instead of late. So thanks a lot. Enjoy the rest of your day, and we'll talk to you down the road.
All right. Thank you.
All right, buddy. All right, folks, we're going to take a small break. When we come back, hopefully Darren Brown's on the line. He's a dwarf car driver, and he's going to talk about his night last night at Barona Speedway. All right, folks, welcome back. Racer Radio right here on AM 1170, The Answer, the only motorsports show in San Diego and longest running. Right now we've got, this segment is brought to you by Barona Circle Track. If you've never been to Barona, you've missed out totally. Go to baronaspeedway.com. If you're an old Cajon Speedway fan, then you'll definitely want to take a run up to Barona. I mean, I'm telling you, the only difference between the two is dirt. They run on the dirt, and Cajon ran on asphalt. We got two guests on the line. We got Brittany Sandoval, dwarf driver, and we got Darren Brown. He drives a number 11 dwarf car. Brittany, how are you today?
I'm fantastic. How are you?
You're not working on the race car? What are you doing?
I will right after this interview, actually.
All right. Well, would you like to interview our guest?
Oh,
I mean, or introduce our guest? Not interviewing, but introduce him.
Absolutely. I do want to say I was going to call in. Dirt Dude said call in. I said, well, all I'm going to do is brag about Darren Brown. So rung him up. He's back at college. So Darren Brown took Barona dwarf car racing to the next level last Saturday night. Absolutely. And I got to say, I went back and looked, Darren. You lapped 11 of us.
Jeez Louise. Darren, what do you got under the hood?
Same as everybody else, I think.
Yeah, you got a fat hamster is what you got. I mean, if you're able to, you passed all, I mean, okay.
Half
you,
of this.
You could talk about setup, but that's silly. How could you get, I mean, you got around 11 cars. Wow. What do you feel was a combination? Was it just the way everything was, everything fell in together?
Yeah, you know, I got lucky enough to start on the front row, and I was able to take the lead in the first corner. So I knew if I just hit my marks and was consistent, I'd have a chance to at least pull away and have a chance to, when we stayed green flag 20 straight laps, so I was able to really get out there. And then it's actually kind of funny, you speak of the motor, because I actually blew the motor up Friday night at practice. So we had to scramble, work all night, and then put in a backup motor that we, you know, had no idea whether it was going to run, whether, you know, it was going to leak. And it ended up, obviously, doing pretty well for a motor sitting in the crate for some months on end.
No kidding. Okay, I got to ask you a question, because, you know, I hear it a lot, and you hear drivers talking about it, and it's called hitting my marks. What marks? I don't see any marks. I look. I don't see anything on the track. I don't see lights. I don't see red paint. What is a mark, and how do you know that's your mark?
Yeah, so it's more about the feel in the car. So when you're when I'm going down the straightaway, I kind of hear the motor wind up, and as it's about to hit the rev limiter, you either let off or let it hit the rev limiter just a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And that sort of is an indication where you want to, you know, turn in. It's a little bit scary because, I mean, you're turning in, throwing it in sideways, so you kind of have to, you know, count in your head and just tell yourself, you know, I got to keep going a little bit further, a little bit further, and, you know, maybe count one, two, three, and then turn in. So it's not really a mark on the track, a visual, as much as it is a feel and a sound and hearing the car.
And hopefully no one's around you.
Yeah.
That's always the key because, I mean, I've been out on the track and I've always gone by myself. I mean, because I take my hat off to you guys to be able to go out, which I call ballet on dirt. If it's done right,
yeah,
you guys will slide and glide and cross and go up and down and never touch. You know, I mean, there's a lot of times you guys will, and it's just like ballet on dirt. And it's the most beautiful thing to see when everybody's in sync. You know, that's just my own personal feeling.
No, that's true. Mm. I got to pipe in now. People have got to go online and watch this last race. You just look up Google Verona Speedway Dwarf Maine, and then last weekend was 3:25:17. Because I went and looked, because everyone's jaw dropped when Darren's name was mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, well, I got to go watch this. I'm not in the video much, just when he laps me. That's, I'll be in it for a moment when he laps me. But he's so beautiful to watch. And you say about not being around traffic, I'm pretty sure he lapped. I was one of three that he lapped.
Mm-hmm.
Four of us were coming out of turn two. And he was right in the middle of the three of us. And none of us touched.
Wow.
He knew exactly where to put his car, and he put it there. It's right. Everyone should go on and watch.
Yeah, and how do they find it again? Go to YouTube and go to Verona Speedway, what?
Well, I think it's www.veronaspeedway.com.
Right.
But I just Google. I always Google Dwarf Car Maine and then put in the date.
Dwarf Car.
And even the video guy is just, he doesn't show the race. He shows Darren. I think even his jaw had dropped. It's a showcase.
Yeah. Of course, Darren's over here going, geez, Lee's is all red. But, you know.
Yeah, getting me a little bit embarrassed.
I know. It's embarrassing me, and I don't even own a car. So, well, let me ask you this, Brittany. Is this something he normally does, or was this a fluke?
He's always up in the top. He is. His dad was chasing him down, Bobby Brown, Papa Brown.
Bobby Brown from Cajon Speedway? From Cajon Speedway? Your dad raced at Cajon?
Oh, no, he doesn't race at Cajon Speedway, but he used to race motorcycles back in the day. And
I know.
We live right there. We always go there. But
oh, okay. All right. So you beat your dad too, huh? Oh boy.
Yeah, that's most important.
Yeah, heck yeah, man! Because there's nothing he can say about it, right? It's called raw talent.
Family dinner. Yeah, family dinner. I kind of have some bragging rights.
Right.
I bet he doesn't let you brag too much.
No, it kind of puts me back in my place.
Yeah, just a little bit. All right, back it up, son. You know, okay, you were good, but you know, let's see what you do next time. So, who helps you get to the track? I always like to make sure you guys talk about your sponsors because without them, you wouldn't be talking to me.
Yeah, and first off, you know, my dad and my mom.
Right.
I couldn't be there without them. They support me no matter what I do, and they get the car ready for me, and then my crew, Mikey. Mike Leathers and John Sutherland, they make sure my car is ready every single week. Because I'm at college, finishing up my fourth year, and I was able to come down for my spring break. And, you know, they had already had it set up.
Wow.
Already, you know, I just had to go in there and drive it. So I'm pretty thankful for that. And then just everybody who makes it happen, B&B Chassis, SDI Staffing, GV Industries, Maxima Oil, and everybody at the track that allows us to, you know, the volunteers that just allow us to give us a place to race every other Saturday. We're so thankful for that.
Wait a minute. You beat Sheldon Creed?
Yeah.
It just dawned on me. It was just like a flash of light. I mean, no one could beat that kid. And you beat, that right there. You should have him autograph the hood of your car.
No. Sheldon's a great racer, and he actually just recently started, you know, racing dwarf cars.
Yeah.
So it's really cool to be able to compete with somebody like that, with that name and that pedigree behind him. And, you know, he's going to be really fast. I think he got third, and I think he won actually last night in Arizona. So it's pretty cool to watch him. He got into a nice B&B car just like mine. So It'll be interesting to see how he does this year. I'm sure he'll be competing for wins week in, week out.
I wonder if he's going to get up on two wheels. Because, you know, he loves getting on two wheels. I mean, everything he drives, he loves doing that.
Yeah, I hope none of us get on two wheels for
on
the dirt oval.
Well, he does it on purpose. He does it with the Robbie Gordon trucks. He went all the way around the Speed Festival track, 2.6 miles on two wheels. It's crazy.
It's pretty impressive.
It is. And I'm glad to see he's coming to Barona, because that's going to really help attendance. It's going to help more people come out, because this kid, he really is good at what he does. He really is.
Yeah, it's nice bringing some attention to a local track in San Diego, as well as dwarf car racing in general.
Okay, so did you ride on the side of your car, "I beat Sheldon Creed," and then dated it?
No. I'll just keep that one in my pocket.
Yeah, all right, because you don't want him. Yeah, because you know you don't want him to put a vendetta out and have him come get you.
No, he'll be right up there with all of us all year long. So it'll be interesting to see.
Well, it's such a great family, you know, with his grandfather and their whole family. They're as necessary and it needs to be. And that is support of the family. If you don't have the support of the family, you might as well forget about it, unless you got a bucket load of money. And Sheldon's family have been huge. Go ahead.
And for Darren's sake, and Lauren Brown is supportive too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
His sister.
Oh, your sister?
Yeah.
Well, you better throw that out there. You're getting serious.
Yeah.
Goodness gracious. Yeah, I know. I totally get it. Well, so what's your next race?
So I'm actually finishing up my last year in college, so I won't be down back in San Diego till the end of May. But Barona Dwarfs, Barona Speedway, will be running every other Saturday night.
Okay.
Their next race is this following Saturday. So,
yeah.
Hey, you ought to let Brittany drive your car at the next race, and that way we'll see, is it you or the car?
Pretty sure it's Darren.
Okay, so what are you going?
My kitty seat.
Yeah, what are you going to school for, Darren? What are you studying?
Marketing. So I go to Cal State Long Beach. I study marketing. I'm finishing up my last year, and then, so I don't really get to race a full season, but when I do, I got a lot of support, and I'm just happy to be out there.
You going to get into motorsports marketing or just marketing?
Just marketing right now. I actually had an internship in San Diego at a commercial insurance broker, and so that's kind of what I want to do once I graduate and once I come back down to San Diego.
Commercial insurance broker? That doesn't sound like any. That sound like any fun to you, Brittany?
Well, he has fun on the weekend. All business during the week.
Plenty of other time for fun.
Okay, so now are you looking at a career in motorsports, or is this just a really fun hobby?
No, this is just a hobby. I'd love to, travel and race if I could, but, I think right now it's just kind of something to do with family and bond, and then, make lifelong friends doing it.
Yeah. And keep beating Sheldon Creed. I mean, how bad could that be? I think that's an admirable goal.
Yeah. Yeah. But Sheldon Creed and my dad. So,
yeah, you got a 2-for-1. Nobody could beat that. Well, I do want to thank you for taking time out of your day and calling in. You too, Brittany, because I know you're waxing and, trying to get that car all shinied up for the next race. When are you running again, Brittany?
April 8th, next Saturday.
Okay. So how did you do the Sunday before?
I think 16th or 17th.
Okay.
You
were having overheating issues, weren't you?
I was, yes. I put in a new radiator and flushed the old one, but decided to put in a new one and new thermostat, and still figuring things out. I won't know till practice Friday.
All right, you're not gonna drive around the backyard, pedal down.
No.
That's why I should not have one. Trust me, I'd be driving that thing on the streets. All right, guys, thank you very, very much. I'll send you a copy of the show, and you guys can have it and do whatever you like. Appreciate it, and we'll see you at Barona Speedway. BaronaSpeedway.com. Thanks, guys.
Thank you so much.
All right, my pleasure. All right, we're going to take a small break. When we come back, hopefully, Stephen Bam Bam Fangmeyer is on the line, and he's going to talk a little bit about Paris Auto Speedway right here on Racer Radio. We'll be right back. folks. Welcome back. You're listening to Racer Radio right here on AM 1170, The Answer. This segment is brought to you by the good folks at Paris Auto Speedway. Take a run to Paris Auto Speedway, 18700 Lake Paris Road in Paris, right off the 215. You can't miss it, right next to the fairgrounds. These guys just, I mean, you want to talk about speed on dirt. These guys have got the handle on that, let me tell you. Go to parisautospeedway.com for the scheduling, hours of operations, what it costs. You name it, it's right there. So check it out. Right now, we got Stephen Bam Bam Fangmeyer on the line. How you doing, bud?
I'm good, Dave. How are you?
Well, you know, just trying to stay one step ahead of it. Just went to a IMSA reunion last night up in Pomona, which was, if you're into the old IMSA racing, boy, I'll tell you, that was pretty amazing.
Yeah.
So, but well, hey.
We're trying to stay one step ahead of things, too. We just got done running practice this morning.
Oh, okay. And you're at Paris right now?
No, we're out running a few errands and getting ready for the rest of the week. But finally got the car together. We're a little behind this year, but got it together, got it shook down. Feels real good. So we're going to be there Saturday. Next Saturday we're racing, and we're going to get it on. It should be good.
Yeah. So what have you had to do to the car? Anything in particular?
Oh, I ran in the duel in the desert in November last year. We had a pretty bad wreck, so had to reclip the front end and take it back to the chassis builder to make sure everything is where it's supposed to be, and had it fixed right. And we spent the last month building it from frame up, and now that we got it all together, we're good to go. And I think we found some things that like maybe weren't. You know, we had a lot of speed last year and some bad luck, but I think we found some things that are gonna, you know, maybe result in a little more speed. So we'll see how it turns out.
So next week will be your first outing.
Yeah, for this year. Yeah, we're a little behind schedule as far as that's concerned, but you know, better late than never, I guess.
You still got a shot at the championship, or are you too far? Too far back.
Well, they've only run one race.
Oh, but, then you're in good shape.
Yeah, we have to have a pretty flawless rest of the year, though, but we'll see. You know, it all depends. Paris is one of those tracks where, you know, we get a lot of cars, and we get a lot of cars from all over the place, and it's not always the same people. You know, the crew of guys that are there consistently is, you know, a little smaller than some other tracks, but, you know, the quality and the talent's still there, and it's a good time, so...
Right. Well, and that's the important part, you know, I mean, because, and I guess it's kind of interesting, too, because if you get so many different, you know, drivers out there, I mean, there's no way you can really sort of, you know, keep track of them and know who you're going to run every week.
Right. Yeah, I mean, you got a little bit of an idea, and, you know, quite a few of us are friends on Facebook, or we talk on the side, and, you know, you kind of get an idea of who's going to be there, but... You can never really get a handle on everybody, and then there's a group of guys that they're going to tell you they go one place, and one time they'll end up there, and then the next time they'll end up somewhere else. And so they like to keep everybody on their toes. But you know, last race, I think they had 24 cars check in the back gate for our division. That's quite a few considering.
Wow.
You know, Ventura, Pahrump, Mojave Valley, Casa Grande, they were all running that night, so. Bakersfield, so all the tracks that, you know, were within driving distance that somebody from local would have went to, or somebody would have came and raced with us, everybody was racing. So for us to get 24 cars, you know, that was a big field. You know, unfortunately there was a wreck that took out some good guys right in the first lap, but I was standing up on the snack bar watching from the infield and itching, just wanted to be back out there.
I don't know how you do that. That would drive me crazy. Especially if I knew I had a car and I knew I could drive. I mean, that's where sleep doesn't come into the equation anymore. You'll work 24/7 to get her done. But you know, you got a good crew, so it'll make it happen.
Yeah, you know, the car is done now, and it felt really good this morning. We unfortunately had to delay waiting on some parts, but you know, great set of not just crew but sponsors that back us. You know, AMSOIL and Domestic Diesel out of Chino. Racing Plus out of Miraloma, rent a home, not a house, Dogwood Acres Campground, superior steering wheels, access rod ends, iBox springs. We wouldn't be able to do what we do at the level that we do it at without the help of those people like that. And, you know, so I can't thank them enough for helping us out. You know, the big thing is you know, as a fan listening to this, the important thing is, you know, support the people that support the drivers that are your fan that you like to follow. And, you know, it only helps us out in the long run. And, you know, follow us on Facebook and Instagram and Twitter and, you know, all that comes back and then helps us out by helping promote our sponsors. And, you know, it's also a really good way, you know, social media is really nice these days. When I was growing up, you know, the way you knew when everybody was racing is if you were talking, but you know, you talked to them a couple of weeks before and found out what their plan was. And,
right.
And now you can go on there and go on somebody's Facebook page and, you know, figure out where they're racing this weekend or whether, you know, where they're going to be, you know, for the next month pretty much. So it's really nice like that.
Well, and the other thing that's interesting, too, is I always tell people, you know, when you're sitting at a racetrack and you see cars go by, you know, keep track of the sponsors on these cars. And then if you ever need a product that you've seen at the racetrack, anything from soap to soup to nuts, go buy it and make a point of telling the person behind the counter, I'm buying this because I seen that you support motorsports. And I don't think hardly anybody does that. But I think if more and more of our fans did that, I think sponsorship dollars would open up.
Yeah, you know, it's a little different out here on the West Coast than it is, say, in the Midwest, where they race a lot more often. And, you know, there's a lot more local businesses that are willing to invest in racers out here. You know, we don't get a lot of the big popular names like you're going to see the brand names at the stores. And so, you know, Domestic Diesel out of Chino, John is a real quality mechanic. And you know, if somebody needs a diesel repair and they go in there and they say, hey, I saw your name on the side of Bam Bam's car at Paris and
perfect.
It was really cool, so we came and found you. Oh, you know, the couple of times that's happened, he calls me, hey, man, thanks. I can't thank you enough. And I'm like,
right. No,
I can't thank you enough. So it comes back and then, you know, the next time we're talking about sponsorship or they'll call me up out of the blue, hey, man, I got a little extra money. Do you need anything for the race car?
Wow.
So all that kind of stuff just helps us out big time. And so, you know, it's not – the names on the sides of the cars aren't just to make them look cool.
Right.
You know, they really do help us out. And then 90% of the time it's you know, somebody that – you know, maybe they don't have all of the money that they would like to be able to dump into sponsorship or marketing for their business, but they got to be real smart about the ways that they do it. So, you know, in sponsoring, you know, some of us, you know, with the help of you and Paris and everything like that, I'm able to get out and push my sponsors a lot more than some people, but everybody has their own way of doing it. And so, you know, it really, you know, it just turns around and it helps everybody else out, you know, down the line. And so, you know, like I said, if anybody listening, if they have the ability to help out some of our sponsors, you know, it just comes around and helps
right.
everybody. It helps the tracks by keeping cars on the track. You know, it helps the drivers get the cars on the track. It helps the businesses by bringing in more business so they can turn around and help the drivers, help the track, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. You know, so.
I totally agree. And I don't think there's a more loyal fan group than motorsports. I mean, if anybody honors advertisers, I really think it's the motorsport community. And I say this all the time. When Union 76 pulled out of motorsports, I cut up my Union 76 card. I mean, it was just that simple. I just don't use it anymore because and I don't get Sunoco. We don't get Sunoco out here. But if they did, I'd probably get a Sunoco gas card just for that reason. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you know, up in Ontario, there's a VP Racing Fuels gas station.
Right. Ooh.
And you know, they have VP at the pump, you know, racing fuel, but they've got normal fuels, unleaded fuels. And you know, I was working for the one of the colleges up there, and that gas station was on my way home. And so if I needed fuel, you know, I made it a point to stop there. Was it the cheapest all the time? No. But, you know, that brand puts back into what
That's
we do,
right.
like Sunoco does.
Mm-hmm.
And Mobil 1 does. and things like that. So it's tenfold. It, you know, the $40, $60 that I might spend there one day, you know, just getting a tank of fuel, the end result of just a couple of us taking it, going out of our way to help them and their brand, turns around and helps everybody else.
No, without a shadow of a doubt. And you got to mention it. You know, when you go in and you buy a product, you got to tell them, hey, I seen this at Paris, or I seen a race car going down the freeway, and I seen you on the side of the car, and hey, I needed this product, and I just want to come in and say, hey, thanks for supporting motorsports. And you don't have to be a gearhead to do that. You really don't.
No, not at all.
So, all right, I got it. All right, the most important thing, got to ask you, what is up with Bam Bam?
Well, you know, I've been racing for a while, and I've been involved in racing for 20 years from, you know, I turned 31 this year, and when I was 11 years old, I started working on my dad's best friend's car, and that kind of parlayed into getting behind the wheel, and ever, you know, it's grown way bigger than I ever would have imagined. But the Bam Bam came about when I was driving factory stocks my first year in the car in behind the wheel at Paris, and I was so excited. I won my first race, and I get out of the car, and I just pounded on the top of the roof real bad, and everybody in the stands went crazy. So we came back to a couple weeks later, and I won again. And I got out, and I just pounded on the roof of the car, and everybody went crazy. And so my dad's friend that was up in the stands comes down and goes, it's like you're Bam Bam now, and it just stuck.
How cool is that?
Yeah, it was kind of cool. And, you know, I'm all about giving back to the fans.
Yes.
You know, and I've been on your show before, and anybody that knows me knows that, you know, I'm all about fundraising. And, giving back to a good cause. Or last year in Paris for Halloween, we did a trick or treat on the front stretch, and I called Don. I said, hey, you know, we're going to be at the race. You know, we're racing the night before, two nights before Halloween. Why don't we do this? And it was a huge hit. All the kids came in costumes, and it was awesome.
Oh, cool.
So having a nickname like Bam Bam, and, you know, my vinyl guy, Billy Wernsbecker, Rebel Signs, he does an awesome job, and he took the Bam Bam character, changed it a little bit, put a checkered flag in his hand, stuff like that. So I have like my own little character now, I guess you'd call it.
And yeah.
All the kids just represent, you know, they get that. They see that, and they like it.
Jeez.
So
hey,
it's kind of cool.
You're going to have to get a bobblehead here pretty soon.
Well, my head's big enough. It kind of bobbles as it is. So.
All right, man. Hey, I got to let you go. Thanks again. When are you racing again?
Saturday. Next Saturday, Paris Auto Speedway. We'll be there.
Be there everybody or be square?
Exactly. Come on down. Say hi. Let us know that you heard us on the radio.
Thank you, buddy. I appreciate it. And I look forward to seeing you. Folks, we're going to take a small break. This is Racer Radio. Folks, hey, welcome back to Racer Radio right here on AM 1170. We are the answer, and the sponsor for this segment is Certified Car Care out on Woodside Avenue in Santee, 11370 to be exact. Certified Car Care works on race cars, dune buggies, off-road vehicles, hot rods, classic, customs, you name it, they work on it. They have a dyno system out there that if you mention you heard it right here on KCBQ, you get half off a dyno pull. So that's not bad, especially if you're building a race car, building a regular street car, or you're just looking for maximum performance. Take a run out to Certified Car Clinic. Talk to Matt and tell him you heard it right here on KCBQ AM 1170. We are the answer. Hey, I got my good buddy Randy Waitman on the line. I seen Randy got to the racetrack 3 days before anybody else. I guess he was looking for a perfect parking spot. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing good, Dave. How are you doing?
Yeah, I seen you had the big rig. Where were you at? I seen it on Facebook.
We were in Hanford. We were in Hanford.
What the heck is a Hanford? Where's that at?
Hanford is up by Visalia. So that was the race Friday night with the Outlaws, to which we didn't get to run.
How
so
come?
We got hot laps. And we came back in and we're like, okay, cool. The car feels all right. Okay, yeah. Good. We're gonna go out for qualifying. And the Outlaw guy comes over and he goes, you can't go back out on the track. And Frank, who helps me, he says, why? And he says, because your mufflers are wrong. I'm like, okay, so you can run these or these? Well, we don't have either. So all the way up to Hanford. So needless to say, we thrashed around. We found a pair. Then we had to grind the flanges, weld them back on, and we missed the B main. So it was like, okay, you know what? It is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
Let's just load it up. So we loaded it up, went back to the hotel that night, got up in the morning, and made it down to Paris. And Paris was fun. It was a lot of fun. We were.
Did you have the right mufflers on by then?
Yeah, we had the right mufflers. Yep. And it even had fuel in it.
No, okay. So you went down to Paris. Yeah. How'd that go?
And it went really well. We the car is, we were probably, let's see, we were 6/10 faster than we were last year, which is good. Mm. We're still got a little bit more that we need to go, but we finished, I think we finished 5th in the cheat race.
Mm-hmm.
So then we had to go to the B main. We started 7th and finished 6th. So we transferred from the B to the A. And I made some wrong calls on setup changes. Mm-hmm. So the car was a handful to drive, but boy, it sure was fun.
Mm-hmm. He just wasn't happy.
The car wasn't that happy, but you know what? It is what it is. I mean, you're out there, so you're going to make the best of it.
Sure.
And I did. And you know what? It's when you come in, just that's why I race. It's the reason I do what I do, because mm-hmm. nothing like it. I mean, you get in and you're so pumped full of adrenaline, mm-hmm. and it's so much fun. But so we kept it upright and kept it in one piece, and I'm here now at the shop and just unloaded everything and pickled the car, and now I'm going to go see my daughter.
I think that's a great idea. So, and you know, really, that's what a lot of people kind of lose focus, and that is racing at this level really should be fun. Number one, it should be fun. If you're not having fun, then it's not the sport for you. I mean, win, lose, or draw. You just should really be having fun.
You know, and I would have to agree with you on that comment, because on Friday night I was really disenchanted. I went to bed that night and I thought, you know what, I don't know if I want to keep doing this.
Right.
And I woke up Saturday morning and I thought, no, you know what, got in the truck and we started driving down the road and we're talking and shooting the breeze, and I'm like, you know, this is part of the reason why I do it. It's fun.
I was just going to say, the journey is just as much fun as the event.
Exactly. And then I get to the track and I see all my friends, and one of my friends comes over and he goes, well, are you having fun? just out of the blue. He goes, you having fun yet? And I said, you know, I am. And I'm thinking, yeah. That's another reason why I'm doing this. So I concur with you. I agree.
Yeah. But racers lose sight of that, especially under adversity, when you don't have the right mufflers, or the tech guy says you got the wrong tires, or you have a problem with the engine, or whatever. I've got a young kid right now that's him and his dad, and they're a one, and you know who it is. It's I couldn't think of his name. If Michelle was
Parker?
Here, Parker Carlson.
Yeah.
You know, and
yeah.
He's just,
and
they did so well last year, got what, rookie of the year, won some races, and this year couldn't pour water out of a boot if the instructions were on the heel. Everything he touches fails. I mean, they're having brake issues. Now, I don't know where he's at now. Was he out there last night?
Yes, oh. He was, but I didn't get to. We talked to him before the race, actually. When we, you know, we're parked outside the pits, and then the whole outlaw crew,
right, go out. Right.
So, like, for instance, the hot laps, there was three flights. They call them flights. Mm-hmm. So three groups that they organize them. So the first flight goes out onto the track, and then the other two, we go into the pits. And then after the hot laps, they came over and said hi. That's when I saw them.
Yeah, just within the pit. The dad, I mean, you know, I don't know what to do. I just want to help them in the worst way. Because I don't think they're having fun. I think they've got so much pressure on to do well. You know what I'm saying? So, well, I'm glad you guys are friends, because you'll straighten him out. Because the kid could drive. Well, the kid can drive.
Huh? Yeah.
Yeah.
So. Well, if you get rookie of year, they don't give those away.
No,
so
no.
Evidently, he can. I haven't seen him drive, but.
Oh, I've watched
him. Driving is half the battle. The other part is you've got to have the passion, and he seems to have the passion. So,
yeah. I think he's got a little too much passion. He needs to back it down a little bit, take some of the pressure off. And I know he's – because we talked, you know, he's – because I when we did that Racer Expo thing up in Lakeside – or Riverside, you know, his dad even expressed, he says, you know, I don't know, man. He says, if something doesn't turn here pretty soon, it's going to be a tough road to hoe. And it looks like it's just him and his dad. He doesn't have a crew per se, you know, to help support. So, yeah, I think about him pretty much on a daily basis, because he's just that good of a kid. And I think with the right brakes and the right help, I think he could, I think he's got the ability. I just think he needs to, you know, somebody needs to get it out of him. But
right.
But now, are you going to run a whole season? Going back to you now.
We're done. So we're gonna pull the wings off. We're gonna do some things to the car. Mm-hmm. I've got to talk to some people. We're gonna take the wings off and run the Paris on Memorial Day.
Oh, good, good.
And then we'll run into August one more non-wing race. There's a couple. If we can acquire some funds, then we'll be headed to Canada. We'll put the wings back on and head to Canada.
Mm.
And then follow the Outlaws down Canada, Washington, Oregon, NorCal, and then finish off the year at the Oval Nationals in Paris.
Wouldn't that be a hoot? All right, before I let you go, because I do it to all the kids, who's your sponsors? Who helps you get to the track?
We have RAE, an automotive service company in Ramona. And that's it right now.
Well, we need to find you some more. You need to get a tire sponsor. You need to get a food sponsor so you don't starve to death. You got to know how to work this stuff.
we will race for food. So
I know you will. I've seen you before. I know you'll race for food in a heartbeat. Well, yeah. I know this is just a sport for you and it's a hobby for you, but I know you love to win. So I don't know.
It's not, you know, everybody says that, you know, that's quite an expensive hobby. Well, it's not really. The goal is for it not to be a hobby.
Right.
For to make a living doing this. And, you know what, it's feasible. I mean, we had a little taste of it last night. So, you know what, you got to have a dream, you got to have a goal.
That's right. You keep pushing it, buddy, because I know you'll get there. And I'll do whatever I can to help you.
I appreciate you taking the call.
And what's up with changing the number? Now I got to come up with a new number. What is it, 30 now? What number is it on your car now?
You guys didn't guess it, so it's number 90.
Right.
Yeah.
Why is it 90?
That was the year my daughter was born.
All right, we're done. All right, I got to let you go. That was a good one. I appreciate it.
All right,
call anytime. Just let me know.
10-4.
All right, folks, that's Racer Radio right now. Gun Sports Radio is coming up right around the corner. Lance and Joe Holyfield, Hollywood is in the house, and they even drug Brooke with them. Can you believe that? We don't know what she's going to do, but we had a hard time getting her to talk last time. But we'll try harder this time. You folks are listening to AM 1170. You can always download the free app, and that way you will get the answer right here on AM 1170. The answer. Stay tuned. Gun Sports Radio, lock and load. We'll be right back.
Radio on AM 1170 The Answer is sponsored by Love Radio Network.